Right now, at the top of Billboard's jazz albums chart, you'll find Diana Krall.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar.
That's from Quiet Nights, Krall's collection of Brazilian tunes. Our critic Tom Moon recently encountered a Mexican jazz singer who is working in territory similar to Diana Krall. You might not be seeing Magos Herrera top the charts yet, but Tom Moon says what she's doing is even more compelling than Diana Krall.
Quiet streams.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with Diana Krall's Quiet Nights. It's got the lush studio strings, the yearning melodies. It's sultry mood music for a romantic sunset.
This is where I want to be, here with you so close to me.
Krall caught every last detail, that's for sure. But hers is just one approach. Listen to the way the virtually unknown Magos Herrera sings a tune by the same composer, the great Antonio Carlos Jobim. Herrera didn't have the Diana Krall budget. Her record, Distancia, was made with a small group of New York musicians in just a few days. What she does have is a great sense of understatement, that rare ability to shape a melody with slight, seemingly casual gestures. There's a theme running through Distancia. Herrera selected tunes that express longing for the lover who's far away and maybe gone forever. And that same idea is present in the poetic, astonishingly beautiful songs she wrote herself. Here's one of her originals. Mexican-born Magos Herrera sings in Spanish, English, and Portuguese. But really, what she does on Distancia transcends language. Blending elements from various traditions, she's stretching the very notion of jazz singing, pushing past the diva pleasantries into a sound that's bold and thrilling and effortlessly global.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Bill Deputy, assisted by Peter Alina. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At News Operations, Sharon Thomas, Jim Lesher, Marcia Morgan, Tom Woodward, John Guardo, and Angie Hamilton Lowe. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.